Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Full Press Minnesota Wild Podcast. My name is Joe Tillery. Thank you so much for joining us. It is a beautiful Thursday, the 23rd, and I hope you all are doing well. Today, the Minnesota Wild take on the Columbus Blue Jackets at 6 o'clock. We'll do a little bit of pregame as the episode continues forward, talk about some trade rumors, and then I think we'll get into some more Twitter talk here today. It's not as busy in the Twitter space. Those off days kind of come hit or miss a little bit for Minnesota. But it is going to be a great episode nonetheless, and I'm so glad to have you alongside, and I'm glad to have you here joining us. So let's start by taking a look at tonight's game. So the Minnesota Wild are in that wild card spot. We're still fighting to try to cement where we're at in the playoffs at the moment. I'm never going to sit here and just dunk on another team or say that they're horrible, but this is a game you can't lose if you're Minnesota. The Blue Jackets have not been good this season. It's no secret. I'm going to run you through Columbus's last few games here, and I'll give you an idea where I'm at. So the Blue Jackets are currently 5-10 over the last 15 games, and I don't want to hit you with everything, but I do want to talk about each of the games a little bit. Not going to drop into each of the 15 games, but I'll give you a little bit of rapid fire here. So the Blue Jackets did lose to a couple of good teams. So they started off by losing to the Rangers there. That's kind of a gimme. The Rangers are a really good team this year. Then they lost to the Predators. Then they lost to the Anaheim Ducks. That was 5-3. This team doesn't seem to score a ton. That's the thing. And Minnesota has had their scoring issues this season. But it looks like the Blue Jackets aren't really, they're not really set up to beat this team. That's just the way I'm seeing it. And I don't want to jinx it, so knock on wood wherever you're at, I guess. But they then get a big win over the Sharks, followed by a loss to the Calgary Flames, who are just, you know, they're right behind us in terms of the wildcard playoffs. They're right behind us. And we'll talk about the playoff picture in a little bit. But as of right now, the Minnesota Wild cannot afford to lose any game this season. They are needing everything they can get. It's going to be a tight race down the stretch, and we're not set in stone here. The Blue Jackets then beat the Edmonton Oilers. Then they lose to the Canucks 5-2, lose to the Kraken 3-1, lose to the Capitals in OT 4-3. They lose 3-0 in a shutout game at the hands of the Maple Leafs, followed by a 4-3 win over the Maple Leafs. Next time, they had a doubleheader back-to-back on the 11th and the 10th. Then they lose to the New Jersey Devils, who we actually snagged a win over earlier this season. A couple more games here, then we're moving on. Then we got the Winnipeg Jets, and they beat the Winnipeg Jets 3-1, beat the Stars 4-1. That's a massive game for the Blue Jackets, and then lose to the Coyotes 3-2 before taking on Minnesota tonight at 6 o'clock. It's going to be a good game. Either way, this team, while I don't think it's going to be good enough to beat Minnesota, the scoring woes for Minnesota have just been concerning all season long, and I do want to provide you with a little bit of an update about the last seven games, that full homestand for Minnesota. Tonight we are back on the road. And that's going to be an interesting task. We'll see how the team handles it. But Minnesota does play pretty well on the road. They travel really well. But I'll be interested to see how tonight's game versus Columbus goes. So while Minnesota did start in a bit of a slump, they have rallied back here to finish off the seven-game homestand at 4-2-1. And starting that off was the game against the Golden Knights. It's kind of an embarrassing loss in my mind. But on February 9th, we lost 5-1 to the Vegas Golden Knights. And it didn't look good. The team didn't look good. Nobody had energy. Nobody was playing great. Marc-Andre Fleury couldn't stop a puck to save his life. And that's been a little bit of the narrative here the last couple of weeks. But then Gus makes the switch, and then Minnesota's really hit the ground running since. They then beat the New Jersey Devils 3-2. Following that, they played the Panthers and lost 2-1. That was kind of a question mark game for me. Then they lose to the Avalanche again, 3-2, followed by a 2-1 win against the Stars, which really started the momentum getting back for the Wild. Then we beat the Predators 4-3 and the LA Kings on Tuesday 2-1 before tonight's game ahead of the Blue Jackets. And it's got to be a big win. I mean, we need it. That's the way I'm seeing it right now. This team's going to need every bit of what they can headed into the playoffs. Now, let's go ahead and take a look at the playoff picture. I've been talking about it a lot, and it doesn't do me much good if I don't tell you where we're actually at. Well, let's take a look at the Western Conference here. So it's no secret that the Vegas Golden Knights are the one seed in the Pacific Division, followed by the Dallas Stars, who are leading the Central Division, followed by the Winnipeg Jets. Then you get the LA Kings, who we beat on Tuesday, which is why it was such a massive win for us. Just getting that back in the win column is huge. The 5 seed being the Seattle Kraken. They've been having a really great season this year. The Avalanche are the last team in the regular playoff picture in the Central Division. Before we move on to the wild card spot, with the Edmonton Oilers at 70 points this season, we're currently sitting in 8th with 67 points this year, 2 points ahead of Calgary, and I'm hoping it's enough to stay there. I'm getting nervous. I think the only team that could make a push for it, I don't see Nashville really jumping us. They only have 60 points at the moment, so they're 7 behind us still. But the Calgary Flames, 65 points, they're still on our tail, and they're playing some decent hockey, to say the least. It would be awesome if we could find a way to sneak past the Edmonton Oilers. They have 70 points overall. We're only 3 points back on them. It'd be nice to sneak into that playoff spot regularly. I do want to say that it's also not that crazy to assume that we could regularly get into the playoffs. We wouldn't have to be a wild card in a certain spot. We're actually tied with the Avalanche. They have 67 points at the moment. We have 67 points. Obviously, there's going to be a couple of things we have to figure out, and I'm pretty sure they've beaten us a couple more times. But if we can sneak ahead of the Avalanche and get into the playoffs regularly, that'd be massive. I don't know what that entails in terms of playoff picture, but it at least gives us a little bit of a leg up and a little bit more security. It's going to be down the stretch. I'm a little bit nervous, but we've got some big games, and Minnesota's at least hitting their stride at the right point. I was getting nervous for a while, but it seems like things are firing on the right cylinders. Now let's go get into some Twitter talk here. There wasn't a ton of stuff going on in the Twitterverse today, but I did find a couple of things to mention, and I want to start off by talking a little bit about this Kalen Addison situation. So Kalen Addison's been held out the last four games for the Wild, and the only thing my brain can think of is we're trading him at the deadline. That's all I can think of. You know, I don't know what else the case would be. We'd have to be trading him at the deadline. And obviously, it seems like the Wild have the right amount of guys on the ice. They have the right people on the ice. But this tweet comes from @CreaseAndAssist on Twitter saying, are the Minnesota Wild treating Kalen Addison unfairly, or is it trying to get him to pay more attention to his defensive game? Do you think Alex Goligoski is just as good on the power play as Addison as Anthony LaPanta suggests? I really don't know, to be honest. I'm not 100% sure, but it feels like, I don't know, it's tough to switch things up right now, especially in the midst of a three-game win streak. But I did notice that Addison hasn't seen the ice much, and it's becoming a little bit of this weird overarching story where I don't know if it's an organizational thing where the Wild are just stringing the guy along or whatever's happening. I don't know. I think we're going to ship Addison off at the trade deadline. I'm sure somebody's expressed interest in him. He's a good player, but I don't know. I don't think I could see a reason why you keep the guy sitting down for four straight games. At least give him a couple of minutes. I don't know. I think that we're going to end up trading him. I don't really see who's coming to town or what the case is. But if we can at least offload the man and then just get some of the rumors out of the building, it'd be really nice. Or just some of that pressure, the outside noise talking about the situation, I think that would probably be good for Minnesota. Next tweet, this is a positive one here. This comes from @D, oh, I don't know how to pronounce the last name, Makoros, that's what we're going with. I'm really happy to see Philip Gustafson emerge as a starting goalie in this league. The Ottawa Senators knew that he was eventually going to break into the NHL, but they unfortunately couldn't do anything with him. Minnesota Wild fans have to be happy with his consistent goaltending. Yeah, we're pretty happy, I'm going to tell you right now. Especially when he's not giving up any goals. I mean, he gave up one goal in the last 34 shots on goal in the last game on Tuesday. I think it's a good thing. I think Philip Gustafson is a great player, and I'm so glad he's wearing a Minnesota Wild jersey. We'll see. I'm sure he'll be out there tonight, but just in case, there is still that opportunity for Marc-Andre Fleury to skate on out there. We'll see. I still think Fleury has some good stuff down the stretch, but Philip Gustafson's been one of the best goalies in the entire league in the last couple of weeks. I think it'd be impossible to sit him on the bench right now. Next up, let's talk about trade deadline. What are we thinking? So this one's got some choice words that I really can't use, so I'm going to skip around that. This one comes from @Jack_Kinsman on Twitter. The Minnesota Wild need to get scoring in touch desperately, but Guerin is sitting on his freaking hands. That's going to be my insert ad lib. This guy, also an ad lib, better get his stuff together, also an ad lib, and help 97, who's carrying the dang team on his entire shoulders. Yeah, I don't know if it's that intense. I don't know if it's that deep. There's a lot of colorful language in that tweet that I don't think I can share on the podcast. But to say the least, he's at least a passionate fan. I don't know. I'm sure that it'd be nice to bring somebody else in. But if Addison does get shipped off, maybe we bring in another role player guy. But it feels like Hartman's easing some pressure. It feels like Boldy's easing some pressure. It doesn't feel like to me that Kaprizov has to be the entire team every single time we're on the ice. But, you know, maybe that's just my opinion. That's where I'm at. I think we still have some guys that can lighten the load for sure. But moving on, we're going to talk one last time. This comes from Shop Minnesota Hockey. And it's a little bit general here, but the Minnesota Wild finally returned to the road Thursday night, looking to continue their winning ways when they visit the Columbus Blue Jackets. The Wild won their last three games of their season-long seven-game homestand, going 4-2-1 down the stretch. The reason I wanted to talk about this is just because, you know, you play seven games at home, you get comfortable to what it's like to play at home. I don't know how they're going to handle the adversity. We'll see how they handle playing in Columbus. But then again, I'm glad that it's coming against a team like Columbus where they're not, you know, it's not the Dallas Stars. It's not the LA Kings. It's not Seattle. We don't have to go and play somewhere where the team's really been dominant this season. We're playing a team that's middle of the pack to lower tier in terms of the NHL, and I'm glad that the Minnesota Wild can kind of get their start on the road against that. We'll talk a little bit tomorrow about the outcome of tonight's matchup. I'm going to give you a prediction here. I think that they actually get their scoring back on track, and I think the Minnesota Wild win 4-1 tonight. That's what I'm going to say. That's what I'm going with. If we lose, I will be very, very, very disappointed. Thank you guys listening to today's edition of the Full Press Minnesota Wild Podcast. My name is Joe Tillery. If you like the show, go ahead and leave a review wherever you get your podcasts at. Anything else that comes up, go ahead and reach out on Twitter. Let me know what you're thinking. @Tillery_Joe on Twitter. It's been a beautiful day, and I hope your Thursday is perfect.